You do not need theory. Theory is useful after you don't need it. Don't do things because others tell you to do them. You are too unique. You are too grand. You are too unstoppable, too unbreakable to fit any theory. Some theories are broken. College is broken. The future expects more of you. You will have to show evidence of exceptional ability. Some theories are misleading, and you end up in a place you didn't really want to be in. And when you turn around for answers, you get the worst one of them all. A real curse. You hear, "How were we supposed to know?" Listen to good advice. But also ask your elder self what regrets you feel. And the sands of time and the butterfly's wing. Do not follow. Lead the way. Did you know you don't even need music theory to make music? You don't need to practice the piano and train your fingers. We have computers now. Sure, music theory may be easy to learn, and it is easy to spot music by another person that uses the theory, and it feels all nice and friendly. Oh yeah, and it may be shocking to see a composer that does not use the theory. It's outrageous, out of control. If you don't employ proper use of scales, the noble tuba man will run out of octaves or semitones. You will make everyone angry, and most of your orchestra will walk out on you. Some may cry. Some will be very angry. Few will stay. Just to see, how dare you? But you must dare. You have to. You have to begin composing before you learn the damn theory. Your greatest energy, your raw power, lies within the younger you, the unchained melody of you. You have to sing free. You have to scribble incomprehensible notes madly in winter upon a roof barefoot. You must resist the teachers, maybe permanently so, or you will end up a mere part of the orchestra. Lead the way. Why? Because you must reign alone, at least for a time. We have to search for multiple ways of understanding the world for what it really is, not just listen to what others are trying to tell us, but rise in all ways possible. If we listened to what others wanted to teach us, humanity would still be stuck in the worst parts of the Dark Ages. Leave the old theory alone. And invent your own, and don't stop moving forward ever. People will misunderstand you. It's okay. They do it for making friends with other people that feel the same. And they wouldn't have understood you, even if you did what they wanted you to do. But what kind of a person would you have been then? What is the theory there? Good grades, good college, good job, good memories, and goodbye? Because we do not live in that kind of world. We are born into a cosmos of infinity, and we are not to cage ourselves. We are to break away and change the world in part for the good of the future generations, for all humanity to come. We are to live a wise and inspiring, noble and beautiful life of infinite complexity. Live as if you were to inspire all the future generations to greatness. And begin asking your elder and wiser self what your regrets are right now. Live and compose beautifully. And may your noblest ideas spread to no end in sight.